The questionnaire asked if the current policy for transgender students needed changing. One representative for each school was asked to answer, mostly superintendents. About 130 gave feedback. Dan Swartis is the executive director for the Activities Association. He says the policy was implemented in 2013 and has been challenged several times.
We wanted to see where our membership was at. If they supported it as is, or if they want to make some changes to it.
He says changes have been made to the policy over the years. Currently, transgender students are required to send information to the association before they're eligible to participate in sports under their preferred gender. That includes a transcript, a list of accommodations made for the student at the school, a note from a licensed healthcare professional like a doctor or psychiatrist, and letters from themselves, their parents, and other individuals who know them. Swartis says students are granted a waiver if they're approved.
It's a waiver to state that the student identifies as a gender other than what's specified on their birth certificate and that they live their life consistent with that gender, that there's verification that this is not just something that they're doing off the cuff or that they're doing it to gain a competitive advantage.
Swartis says they're able to appeal the decision. So far, less than 10 students have applied.
For us, it's a way to support those kids and a way to give them opportunities to have the best high school experience possible and not have to go to school during the day as one gender and then participate as another gender after school and activities.
Swartis says the 80% approval rating for the policy might change if other schools send back the surveys. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Chyna Lockett in Rapid City.